The Journey to Intimate Wealth. People who aren't woo-woo at all have started talking about a shift from the outside to the inside, from external material success to internal, more intimate wealth. Intimate wealth? Well, many can't exactly describe it, but it's as if the shakeup of the past half decade has led us to question the meaning of many words that used to be unambiguous. For some, what triggered the reexamination was coming uncomfortably close to survival, going from two incomes to one or none, watching our precious nest eggs shrivel up before our very eyes, seeing our college graduate children move back home and ask for an allowance again because they couldn't find jobs, discovering the house we had been sacrificing each month to pay for over the years was no longer even worth the balance on the mortgage. Lots of dreams went up in smoke, but lots of those dreams have been mindlessly plucked from common culture, simply reflecting what we were expected to want, according to pumped-up reality shows, celebrity lifestyles, or what Mom and Dad had. We had been indoctrinated to believe that being on achievement autopilot would get us where we wanted to go. That's not true. It'll get us somewhere, but not necessarily where our hearts want to go. And how many of us really thought about the quality of that journey? The wake-up call of recent years has led many of us to start assessing what has true value, long-lasting merit, less outside stuff, more inside stuff, that vision stuff. That brush with survival has led us to a new aliveness. Many are defining the living, thriving, throbbing vision of their life. They're finding the essence of that vision and committing to never settling again for distracting trappings. Their new definition of success requires that they find the path they are meant to walk. That path unfolds sequentially. They have to outgrow each phase before moving on to the next. They might have an overall final goal, but it'll probably shift as they tweak it at each step. For greatest satisfaction, they're seeking out the emotions behind each of the steps on their journey, and they're feeling them. They're filling each day with feelings and savoring the energy that liberates. They've learned that a truly successful life requires a balance of money and meaning. Money alone, without the context of joy and satisfaction, is dull and lifeless. So as they start reinventing themselves in new homes, new jobs, new businesses, and even new relationships, there's a simplification. That simplification and clarity is what moves us from survival to success to significance. It's a new form of wealth in which we build the certainty that we can live a life that matches what we want each and every day, much less of the superficial, much more of the intimate. The things that have value way down deep. A form of wealth, to be sure. Intimate wealth. Make sense? Let me know in the comment section below if you've seen any such shifts in your life priorities.